Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
And we haven't seen Claudia from Spence Clark in the studio for a while, or since summer, and my goodness, good morning to you.
Good morning,
Jazz. How are you doing?
Very good, very good.
You look like, the colour, you've got fantastic colour. Where were you?
Well, I spent all my summer in Tarifa, and I think the colour comes from the colour of the sand, maybe?
Yeah.
It's different to the one in Marbella. The tan is different.
Yeah, exactly. Did I ever just a quick story, just a very quick story before we talk about what we're talking about, but the sand in Tarifa is that lovely white golden color, yeah. And I had a girlfriend who went back to live in the UK, and so I went back to see, and she said, before you come, can you go and pick me up? I'd love to have a memory of just Tarifa, some time in Tarifa. So I went down and I got a salt shaker, and I filled it full of Tarifa sand and put it in my bag. And you can imagine, can't you, when I forgot about it, and then I'm going into customs in Malaga Airport. Yeah. And they stop me, and they open it up, and they go, and they find a salt shaker full of white powder, and they say, what is this? And I went, and they were really, there was a female Guardia Civil officer, and they were quite, obviously, because I look like international man of criminal, like criminality. And they were like, and then I said, what is this? What do you think you're doing? And I then said, it is for my girlfriend, and I am taking this piece of Tarifa back to her place in England where it's cold and wet. And they just melted. They were like, oh, so that was Tarifa for me. So, talking of romance, Spanish taxation.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, nothing more romantic.
We're all in love with,
exactly,
with that.
That's the end.
The tax office.
Yes. Let me tell you the ways I love thee. We're talking about, what are we talking about today then? Non-resident stuff? And
yeah. Owning a property, these nice people who think this is the best place in the world.
It is. It honestly is. Honestly.
Until they hear me.
So we're looking at taxes, and we're looking at it's that time again, and we're looking at non-resident, and we go back to the whole situation because it keeps changing. It keeps needing to be clarified. So, what taxes will I have to pay if I own a property in Spain?
Okay, so you have your holiday property, you're living outside, you're resident outside Spain. So there's two main taxes. If you rent out your property, it's rental income tax that you pay. And if you do not rent your property, it's deemed income. Now, there are differences if you're resident of the EU or you're not resident of the EU. So if you're resident of the EU and also resident of Iceland, Norway and Liechtenstein, you're taxed at a rate of 19%.
Right.
Now, if you're not, then you're taxed at 24%. And when you're renting out, you're not allowed to deduct expenses. So you just pay on the gross rental income, the tax. Now, the deemed income is based on 1.1 or 2% of the catastral value of your property.
Right.
Again, the EU citizens pay 19%, including Iceland, Norway and Liechtenstein, yes, and 24% for non. We have an article on the expenses and all the details you can obtain for renting property.
Yeah.
Okay, in our webpage, Spence Clark. It's spenceclark.com.
Can you set expenses? So can you set off, if I'm renting or if I'm not renting, can I then say, well, I had to do the roof. Can that be set off as an expense?
Yes,
it can. Okay.
It can. And there's special rules. Basically, all the expenses that are related to the rental of the property are allowed. I invite you to look at our guide because it's got all the details. Additionally, to those two taxes, we've got wealth tax and again, and great fortunes tax. Now, wealth tax, you have an allowance of 700,000 each person, and the great fortunes tax, 3 million euros. Those are the taxes that you have to pay as a non-resident.
And we have, do we still have the same situation in certain regions, Madrid and Andalusia? This is the whole, because we had the had the tax and it was the solidarity. Okay, so which tax are we talking about here? Because there was, because Moreno wanted to make Andalusia no wealth tax.
Yes.
And then Madrid central government introduced the solidarity tax, wasn't it?
Yes, and within it is the green fortunes tax. It was to be for 22 and 23. However, it's not going to be the case. You've right. seen what's going on. Well, I don't think...
I tend to look and then go...
I don't think Feijóo is going to win, so unfortunately... I think the great fortune will stay.
Right.
It will not be only for 2022-23. This is my opinion.
Yeah.
Let's hope for the best and maybe, well,
Let's not get into politics. I'll stand on, you know, I'll stand on a box and start, start shouting, no pasar rana if you're not careful. Right. So those who don't know, because this is a word that gets, people use this word and I don't think they know what it means. Catastral.
Yes, well, it's an invented name, and basically it's a value that is given to your property by the administration, okay? And so usually this value is lower than the market price.
When you say administration?
The actual town hall.
Okay.
So if you want to have examples of the tax payable, so if you have a property, and let's, I'm not getting into if it's rented out, only deemed income, okay? And let's imagine that it's not rented out. So a property that you, with a catastral value of 100,000 euros, okay, we're talking about 260 euros or 480 euros, depending if the catastral value has been revised or not. The catastral value is revised when the last 10 years is considered to not be revised.
Okay, so it's not going to go, so it's not fluctuating on property prices that perhaps you're buying a house in Estepona and it's gone up and so your thing goes up. It doesn't fluctuate like that.
No.
Fine.
Okay. Then if we've got a property value of 500,000 euros, we're talking about 1,320 in income tax or 2,400. If the valor catastral has not been revised.
Right.
For a property of 1 million euros, we're talking about 2,600 and 4,800 if it has not been revised.
Okay.
Of course, if the property value is over 1 million euros,
yes.
Over 700,000, we're talking about wealth tax in addition to this.
We're in that one again, aren't
we? We'll get into that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that the only tax I have to pay then?
That's
the way that you laughed at me.
Innocent. No, of course not.
Spain.
This is Spain. Apart from that,
yes.
Those that I've mentioned are payable to the tax office. We also have to pay tax to the town hall. There is the IBI, which is paid to the town hall, as I said, and the rubbish tax. The IBI is similar to the, in the UK, it's called the council tax
So that's for services
and services for that. And then one fun thing that I need to say about these taxes, and very important really, because people, when you move to here, you don't know. You're supposed to know that you have the obligation to pay these taxes, okay? So you buy your property and the town hall expects you to pay them. So imagine, normally what happens is that your lawyer sets up a direct debit mandate, so you can forget about it. So you pay these taxes through your bank together with the community, electricity and water. So imagine that for one time you don't have sufficient funds or there's an error by the bank and that direct debit is not done. So nobody tells you, oh, Mr. Jones or whoever, you haven't paid your local taxes. Be aware that you owe last year. So what happens is maybe 5 years later, your bank account is embargoed. Mm. And then you go, what's going on? Oh, you owe us this tax since 5 years ago. Oh, but I didn't know. Oh, you should have known. This is Spain.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if I'm a non-Spanish resident and I got a house, you know, I've got an apartment and I'm going to come out for a month or, you know, whatever, my 90 days, etc. and then I rent it out legally, you know, when I'm not using it, what should I have to pay then? What obligations do I have?
Okay, so in summary, if you're renting out, you have your quarterly declarations for the time, for the days that you're renting it out. If the property has not been rented out some of the days, you have to pay deemed income for the days it's not, or if it's not rented out, deemed income for the whole year. You also have the EIBI and the Basura, and you've got the wealth tax or the great fortune tax. Additionally, if you're renting your property as a holiday letting, you need to register your property and get a permit to do that. If not, there are fines up to 150,000 euros. We've got an article about this. I invite you to, because it has all the details.
And this is one of the things where Hacienda, and I used to say this thing, if they want to find these people who've gone on the run, never find them, because Hacienda can find you anywhere. And they're looking at the property websites, aren't they? They're looking at the holiday let sites.
That's what they're doing.
Yeah.
They go to Airbnb and they go one by one. They check you out with their database and see if you're registered and declared or not. So, yes.
So, if I think, well, forget that, or words to that effect. If I think, forget that, I'm going to go back to Birmingham, and you know, and it's almost the same. What happens if I want to sell it? Because is it easy as going, well, there you go, then close the door, and you know, we call it flounce, and flouncing off to the airport and then going back to the UK.
Well, after all I've mentioned, I can imagine this can happen. So yes, what happens is, of course, you have to pay capital gains tax for the sale of your property. The capital gains tax is calculated between the difference between the sale price minus the purchase price. For both prices, you can, in the case you're selling, you can deduct the expenses related to the sale, like the agent's fee, the real estate agent, lawyer's fee. And for the purchase, you can deduct also the purchase you incurred when you purchase. So you pay capital gains tax on a tax rate of 19%. But what happens is that when you sell and you go to the notary to sign your purchase, your sale deed, the purchaser will withhold from you 3% tax in anticipation to the payment of this capital gains tax. You, 4 months later, have to pay the difference if it's more than the 3% they've withhold, or you ask for a repayment if you've overpaid. Okay, so this is the procedure in Spain, because they think you're going to run away and not pay the capital gains tax, so they get the purchaser to pay the tax for you.
Okay,
that's the reason.
And if you've, but you can get that, but you can. Do I hear the rustling of an M? Another form coming up. Was it the M210?
No, that's the thing. Those are the names of the declaration.
Okay, so I've done that. I've played that. That's my tax obligation done. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
No. Are there any others?
Any others? When you've purchased your property, you have to pay transfer tax. Or VAT. If it's a new property, you pay VAT.
Yeah.
If it's a second home, you pay transfer tax. The rate of this transfer tax depends on the region, okay, where you are. In Andalusia,
for reasons, have different tax regimes.
Exactly. Now, if you're selling the property, you pay plusvalía tax. Okay, this tax is calculated by the town hall. The good news about the plusvalía tax is that if you are selling your property now with a loss, you don't have to pay it. In the past,
yes,
people who were making a loss had to pay it. It was, but now they've corrected that, so something good there. Okay.
Super. Okay. obviously, there's a lot of tax, there's a lot of information. So obviously, you need to be able to go. Visiting your website is going to be the thing.
Yeah, and I've got a guide which has all this that I've explained and in detail. The guide is called Spanish Taxation on Property Ownership by Non-Resident Individuals. Okay, go there.
Find out. Now, when I first came here several thousand years ago, everybody used to say, "Oh, well, you want to own your property through an offshore company." Yeah. I mean, that's how long ago it was. Everybody had houses through gym companies.
I know.
Golden days.
Yeah. Well, the good time, those times, of course, the difference was that when high value properties, well, you didn't have to pay the deemed income that we've just discussed before. These properties didn't have to pay, only the ones that they were registered in fiscal havens, because, of course, Spain has a list with all the countries that are that they consider to be tax havens. Yeah. So those were the ones that had to pay that tax and that actually paid more than deemed income. But some people wanted to have them even if had a property because they wanted to be unknown or whatever. So what's happened lately is that the tax office is actually taxing the final owners of these property with rental income tax. So now, if you think about it, okay, so I don't pay the deemed income, but they're making me pay rental income of the actual usage of the property by the final owners of the property, which at the end will be more expensive than the deemed income because the rental income has to be based on the market value of your property.
Right.
So, apart from that, the shareholders that own these companies have to pay now wealth tax. This was introduced in the last modification with the Great Fortunes tax that we just discussed. So they're not. So really, I would just, if you're thinking about it, get professional advice because maybe it's not worthwhile doing all this anymore.
Anything else that we should be looking out for as a non-resident?
Yes, there is one thing very important. People don't notice because the lawyers recommend them to register in El Padrón in your town hall because you're going to pay less local tax. You have a deduction and in Fuengirola you pay 30% less and Marbella you as well if you have a direct debit. But what you don't know is that as soon as you register, the tax office may see you as a resident because only residents should be registering those properties as their home. If you're a non-resident, it's your second home. You shouldn't be registering just because of the this discount that you're going to have on your local taxes. Mm-hmm. It can lead to a tax inspection from the tax office.
We know how much fun they are. Indeed. Any because we're going to run out of time. We're into the last 3 minutes. Just quickly, just tell us about the services again that you can offer at Spanish.
Yeah, no, it's very important for non-resident to have a fiscal representative, and we offer that, which is that all the communications that the tax office has with non-residents, especially because you're not in Spain, come to the fiscal rep. Why is it important? Because the tax office expects you to answer to their questions. Imagine you have registered in the padrón and you are being inspected as a resident and you do not respond to them on time. What they do is that they continue with the process and at the end you can end up having a bill. So it is very important to have a fiscal rep. We have this service and you can find us in our webpage, Spence Clark, www.spenceclark.com.
As always, Claudia, thanks for joining me this morning. Go get professional advice from this because it's an absolute minefield. Claudia, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Giles. It was a pleasure.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.